This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Many people in our world accept certain lies uncritically. That is the argument in one of the chapters in the book Deceivers. Dr. Gary Fraser was on the Point of View radio program recently to talk about his chapter dealing with Laodicean lies. The church in Laodicea is mentioned in the third chapter of the book of Revelation. It was a church that was lukewarm, neither hot nor cold. In many ways, this describes our 21st century world. The first Laodicean lie is the belief that you don't need God. The message of Laodicea was that God was irrelevant. He explains that it is the deception to think that the church can possibly operate in the flesh as opposed to the Spirit of God. The second Laodicean lie is the promotion of unconditional love and acceptance. Certainly we should love sinners, but we compromise the Bible and the gospel message when we promote tolerance at every sin and perverted lifestyle. He says that a large number of people who claim to be Christian have fallen prey to the idea that love equates with acceptance of anything and everything. The third Laodicean lie is political correctness. He quotes a syllogism by Dr. Al Mohler about how truth died. When that which was once celebrated is condemned. When that which was once condemned is now celebrated. And when those who refuse to celebrate are condemned. Truth is condemned, lies are celebrated, and those who refuse are condemned. Gary Fraser says that he does not care about being politically correct. Instead, he cares about truth. In a time when the values of our culture are inverted from biblical principles, we need to come back to Paul's teaching in the book of Romans. He wrote, "Let God be true and every human being a liar." I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.